How about down that way?
Is it still about the same?
As mine.
Yeah.
But then farther on down, about after the third house, it's flat.
Well, I heard one time that these developers that go in and put in large tract houses, if you go through and you see that the house is higher than the street, then you know that you're getting a little better deal than if it was just flat.
As long as they didn't just put some dirt
up
there.
Yeah, sometimes they fill it in too, but... Oh, did you find your little earrings or not? Your little gold?
No,
these are some new ones.
These are just different.
Yeah. Those are cute too.
Cheapies.
You sure you didn't leave it there at the hospital?
No. I remember sticking them in my purse. I lost them here. Here, I must have thrown them out.
Yeah.
Took the
David
tape.
Didn't leave his green sweater up here, did he?
David?
Okay. Checking.
Did he lose his green sweater?
He can't find it.
Well, I'm sure he isn't worried.
That was pretty good. I hope the turkey isn't done too soon now.
Yeah, with a feed like this, if it is a little late, we won't complain.
No. Turkey's going to take a back seat to the chips.
Yeah.
There isn't any football.
Oh, is that a fact? My God.
It was on this morning at 9:30.
How come they got so early?
Well, it was from back east somewhere. Montgomery, Alabama, I think.
Oh, this is called natural greens, mm-hmm. or a wheat bread.
Do you want to explain to the people what this is?
What is?
You did that last time.
What are you talking
we're
about?
We're starting.
Oh, you mean what we're doing here and all that. Well, this is Christmas Day, December 25th, 1983, and we're up in Santa Rosa with my mother, who is David's grandmother, and we're having a nice visit, and we're looking forward to a grand dinner. Amen. Is that okay now?
Yeah.
Great.
I'm gonna have to sing your song, but you need a drink.
Oh yeah, well, I'm not quite in the mood yet for my song. My public will have to wait a little while.
You know who you laugh like?
Who?
Aunt Mary.
Oh, does she laugh like that?
Yeah, she laughs just like that.
Oh, kind of.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'll put these away.
This is more nut bread, isn't it?
It's kind of a nut bread.
Yeah, it's not a fruitcake bread. It just has nuts in it. That's all I can see. I don't think there's even any raisins in it.
Fruit cake for the fruit cakes.
Okay.
What? Oh, look at that.
Oh, for heaven's sake, HR.
What do you think?
Did you draw that?
No,
let her read it.
Yeah, can you read that up there?
I'll have to get up closer.
Okay,
put it up closer.
Let me turn on the light so she can really see it.
John Harden. Mrs. Williams is not too happy. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Continue.
She can't read it.
We followed your album instructions and she led us to this place. You're a rotten kid. We're from Sonoma and
talked
to you often on the show.
Then you didn't read it.
Give us a call. We're two college filmmakers. I would like to use your music for one. Carl Fee?
Yeah, Fee.
Is that really his name? Did he say?
Yeah,
sure.
Sure. That's a name.
John Harden.
Funny name.
No, I know a guy named Fee.
Is he a little
I don't know.
nationality would that be? Sounds like Chinese.
No, they were Chinese.
No, I've heard that name.
B-F-W? There's so many odd names these days.
Well, he got this thing from these two kids that came to the house about a week ago, and I think they go to college here in Santa Rosa, and they heard him on the radio, I guess, wasn't it?
No, I think they have the record.
Or the record.
Oh. And they heard on the radio. Yeah. They said so.
They're going to hear about this on the radio this coming New Year's night.
They are?
Anyway, they came all the way down there and found us.
They
somehow
went out over Martinez, just looking.
And then David wasn't home when they got there.
You're getting to be very popular, David.
I was rehearsing.
He wasn't home when they got there, so he missed them.
They were nice kids.
Yeah, they were very nice boys.
Why don't you look them up on the telephone?
Yeah, I bet you could find them today on the telephone and give them a call on the, say, Merry Christmas. That's very appropriate, you know, this time of year.
One of them lived in Santa Rosa, he said.
Yeah,
maybe I should feed the signal from here over the phone line.
Just look up their name in the phone
did,
book there.
Did they draw that?
Yeah, they did.
Can he said imagine? They both drew it together.
And why did they draw it? That's
well, they were just...
What do you think that means?
What do I think it is?
Yeah.
You know what,
you know
they
what
said
that
to
thing
me
is? That they drew, it's a cartoon is what it is, but what does it look like? Anything that you've ever seen?
It's got wheels on it.
Yeah, it's got wheels on it, and it's got this tube that comes out of there, and what does this thing look like? Doesn't that look familiar? Doesn't that look like something you use here in the house?
Looks like a mailbox.
Well, hey, I get the idea. That kind of looks like a mailbox a little bit, but it's not a mailbox. Doesn't this look like something that you use in
vacuum
the house?
Vacuum cleaner?
You're right.
Oh.
Yeah. Vacuum cleaner.
That's a vacuum cleaner. Yeah. What's the big guy?
Well, that's something that you rent in the store. It's one of those steam cleaners that you clean your rugs with, you know.
Oh.
And in other words, they were kind of poking fun at David because
he's
likes
so clean
to use the vacuum cleaners all the time, you know.
That's the way you look, David.
I don't look like that.
You're a square head.
That's cute. That's a nice drawing.
He said to me, is he really hung up on those HR steam machines? I said, absolutely.
I haven't been able to rent one lately, but I'm going.
Oh, you are? God, that's bad news.
You ought to rent one and take it to Berkeley and run it on the show.
And take it over to KPFA.
And you can say these are the sounds of a genuine HR steam cleaning machine.
I thought it was called the HR steam cleaning system.
Yeah, system.
Do
you keep this in the
ice box?
I keep it up on the shelf.
What'd you say that HR stood for?
Home research.
Really?
Well, they said that their model, they couldn't find a genuine HR. They went around until they found some other kind of steam machine, and they figured
it. What is that? That's called Rug Doctor.
Maybe.
Steaming mad at dirt.
Maybe that's what they do besides going to school, isn't it?
Maybe.
Go around clean carpet.
Where's that ice box?
Did you get to see them, Oli?
No,
I didn't
see
them. They're just.
Oh, you want to give them a call?
Yeah.
We'll see. They'll call me next weekend, probably on the radio. I'll be going on a college station.
What's that say, Herb? Box.
When are you going to broadcast again?
New Year's night.
Herb?
New Year's night.
Oh, yeah, did I say Herb?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Herb. Boy, those gums are good.
Yeah.
We're just temporarily, I'll put this over there. She wants to clean the table.
That tastes good.
Those were good eggs. You'll have something for your lunch tomorrow now, won't you?
I had lunch for a long time with all this stuff around.
I wish that cute little white cat would show up.
He must be asleep in the house someplace.
Yeah, probably. Well, they'll have to let it out sooner or later.
Rocky bounced in here this morning.
Oh, did he?
And he was soaked. He was so wet.
Oh, where did he? I wonder where he was. He was probably out all night.
His fur was just hand dripping.
Oh.
And he came in, started rolling on the floor.
Oh, he was getting all dried off, wasn't he?
So I took a paper towel and dried it as best I could.
Oh, your cat's out there, but she was right by the step, but she is too
cute. She's a little hesitant about coming in.
Oh, she's just sitting there looking weird at me. Those are so good. Hey, Mama, try one. Let's live a little today, huh? Well, where do you buy these? They're sure good.
I buy them myself.
That's not C's stuff, is it? Mm.
Oh.
The health food store?
Hickory Farms.
Oh, Hickory Farms puts those out. Gee, they're good. Okay. All right. All right. Everybody go, let's dig in. That's from me, Mama.
That's pretty.
I'm confused.
Well, maybe ribbon.
Oh God, I forgot. You got one more thing coming, babe.
I do? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Good grief.
What is it?
I thought it was a jump rope.
What is that thing?
Meat.
It is? You gotta be kidding.
No.
It looks like jumper cable.
It's 8 feet of meat.
God. Is it what you like?
Yeah.
Sure he likes it. I hope it doesn't kill him.
I'll eat about 2 feet a day for
What's
4 days. I really thought this was a jump rope.
Mama, I have to tell you, they're not leather, but I think they're warm enough. Just see, tell me if they fit.
Perfect.
Are they okay?
They're wonderful.
Okay, you were saying that you were looking for some little brown ones.
Yeah.
So I saw them the other day, and I thought, well, maybe she can use them.
Those are just fine, nice and warm. And
now, you know, you're always telling me about you're losing your gloves. Well, if you lose those, don't cry, because they're, you know, they're not real leather or anything.
Oh, well, I don't care. They're so comfortable. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I tried to find a little coin purse. You know, you were saying that you like those little, but I can't seem to find one like that that you like, you know. You said.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Well, okay.
One of these days, I'll when they have a sale, I'll pick one up.
Do you remember this box?
No, I don't.
You gave it to me 1 year. Last year or the year before. I don't know where you got it.
A couple of years ago.
But it's sure cute. It's a little owl, little snow owl.
I don't remember that.
You probably got it from,
You sure it was from me?
Yeah. I don't know what you had in it, but you gave it to me. It's cute. You probably got it from, Rosenberg's or something.
No, they always put this kind out.
Oh, do
every
they?
Every year.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was a cute box.
Yeah, it is cute.
Well, I got myself a nice little robe.
Oh, wonderful.
I need a new one.
That's wonderful. That's nice.
It's a little shorty, but I like them that way.
Mm. That sure made a funny noise when you picked it up.
What?
That box that
Grandma
has.
Thank you, David. Whatever it is, I bet it's something nice.
Well, you and I both got the same thing.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, huh?
Thanks for the apron.
Yeah, I hope it works
apron.
All right.
Yeah, that's what it is, an apron.
He got an apron. He's going to start cooking in the kitchen.
Are you done? Is that for
Warner
you?
Eggs,
I'm not
going
to start. I already started.
I heard you're an excellent cook when
cook
you make
right.
the
yeah.
pancakes.
He does pretty good.
You ought to come down to KPFA and cook our breakfast.
Yeah.
I'll bet... Since Betty's been coming out here, you've had the cook, huh? Is he pretty good, David?
Yes, he is.
A bit.
Especially when we have two little dinners.
See what this is.
I got mine open already. Yep.
Oh, thank you.
We each got a new tea kettle.
How nice, David. You're an angel.
Thank you.
I thought rather than get a color you didn't like, I'd get you white.
Yeah, that's always goes with everything.
I mean, it'll go with your stove, so.
Sure. That doesn't matter. Just so it's a new
tea kettle. Do you think it'll spill water?
No, I don't. I think it. I don't think it'll spill. It's a two quart. It holds 2 quarts.
Yeah, that's a cute one.
So.
The reason I didn't like mine, it always leaked, and besides, I have to keep cleaning it all the time.
And now you see this little thing on the end?
Yeah.
That comes off. That's just to protect it when it was shipping, you know, in the box. But you take that off.
What do you know?
I guess I better just start in.
Start in. Let's see what you got, David.
Okay.
Well, thank you, David. That's just what I wanted.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the pajamas.
Oh, you're welcome, John.
They're...
I hope they
needed.
Fit.
Heck, I can't get this off without breaking the ribbon.
Oh, well.
Oh.
Don't worry
you
about that.
Yeah.
Break it.
I
want to
break it. It almost came off.
I'll keep this ribbon. These are nice little kettles. I like it.
Yeah, I thought they were. They're not, you know, real big, and yet they're not too small either.
They're just the right
size. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, with a real big one, it's kind of heavy to handle.
Yeah.
Does it whistle or anything?
No, they don't whistle.
What's it do?
Do
how do you know when it's ready?
Oh, you just look at it. You don't have to have a whistle. You know, for 200 years they made tea kettles without whistles. You don't have to have a whistle.
They don't make them much anymore either.
Not as much as they did, no.
You know, that's something like my mother used to have, only they were more bell-shaped in the old days with a spout that came up.
Yeah, that's kind of a spout.
And they were, you know, that... coated with porcelain sort of.
That's what this is. Porcelain.
Is it?
It's metal with porcelain over.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them were kind of mottled with blue or.
Oh.
You remember those?
No, I don't remember them being mottled.
I don't remember
but,
that either. Some of them were.
Oh, I know.
White and blue,
mean.
You know.
Yeah,
kinda.
I know what you mean. Oh. I've seen
them. Oh, Mama, these are pretty. Thank you.
Well, I
you know what?
What are those?
Pajamas.
Everybody's getting pajamas.
Well, we need them for one thing.
Pajamas.
Do you need pajamas, I hope?
No, I guess I'm getting pajamas. Yeah, I do, actually.
I thought this was pajama year.
It is. We're having a pajama party today.
This wrapping paper to use next year.
Oh, you can't save the wrapping paper.
Oh, don't
I think I
save
just did.
It.
There's a perfect piece.
Oh, it's got holes
it
in be. It.
It's got two
it's
holes
still
in
usable.
It. Well, come on, Slowpoke.
You wrapped it too good.
John wrapped that one.
Okay, I got it. Oh, boy, that's nice.
You ought to enjoy that.
It's got your... I looked in there. It's got your favorite movies in
which
it.
Which one?
THX is in it, and that 5,000 Years to Earth is it?
Don't strain yourself,
million.
Mama.
You
just leave it on the floor.
Up.
That's
and
okay.
They even have a couple of pictures in there of it.
That's
what
real
could
nice.
This
thank
be?
You. What?
What could this be?
Well,
What do you mean a bee in there?
What could it be? What is
bee,
it?
Bee.
A. C.
Well, I'll tell you something.
It's not bee.
When you open it, we can use it immediately.
Oh.
Well, let's not wreck it.
Oh.
What's that? Did you just open one?
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of chocolate.
Good kind, I'll have you know.
That's
it is. Yeah, it is. It's all made in Switzerland.
Counts up to 12.
Well,
that hold you for a while?
Make me fat. Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, okay.
You don't get any.
Well,
sorry. They have all different flavors.
I gotta get a knife.
Yeah, all right, turn the light on.
You need a pair of scissors? I'll get them for you.
I got scissors, but all right. Okay.
Open that for Grandma. Okay. You open it.
What is this on here?
It's just a masking tape or some kind. Oh, you can just.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
It's open.
Okay. She still doesn't know what they are.
Is that the box it came in?
No, we fixed that box.
What does it say on that box?
It doesn't say anything. Let her read the whole thing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Why don't we light one right now?
Why don't we?
That necessary.
No wonder it was here.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you already got some in there, huh?
I've been wanting to get some of these.
Oh, well, now
you
got a
couple. You don't have to unwrap it. You just
you can start it just by. I'll light it for you.
Okay.
Right now, this instant.
Right.
And you have to take the other wood off, I guess, huh?
Well, I don't know.
Just take the biggest pieces off.
Okay, I'll take this big one off.
I guess I'll open this thing.
Well, thank you, Betty.
Yeah. Why not?
We'll probably use them all the day, and then you will
no.
They burn for 2 hours. Doesn't
three,
it?
I think it says.
3 hours, it says.
Yeah.
What brand are they?
It says Duraflame.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Now, how do you do this?
That's very nice.
Well, I think it lights itself.
You just says, light the package.
Yeah, don't even
it
take
says
it
lift.
Off.
It says lift wrapper seam away from log. What's wrapper seam? Lift, you mean?
Yeah, just so it isn't jammed up against
it. Oh,
I see,
like that. Okay. And then you light.
Well,
light at arrows.
Stuff.
You can save that if you
yeah.
want.
Throw that
tie
out.
That around your head.
Why is it funny?
I'll tell you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I do need them, actually. I'm down to practically threads.
Oh. Well, you know that, Betty, those green ones that we got, the pajamas, I thought they were flannel, but they're not flannel. I'm
oh,
sure.
Really? Oh, well, they're summer ones then, huh?
I'm afraid they're not going to be very warm, David.
They're warmer than what I've got. You should see what I wear now. It flaps in the breeze. Yeah.
Your elbows out?
Everything's out.
Well, I just hope you can use them.
Sure,
but I was sorry they weren't well.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, honey.
I just gotta be sure and get all the pins out or I'll get jammed.
Yeah, that's right. You have sweet dreams in that.
Okay.
Well, John, what have you got that's so interesting?
Swiss chocolate.
Oh,
different
your
flavors.
Favorite, huh?
Different
well,
flavors.
What do you know?
Is that going to burn okay?
Yeah.
Why, you got regular wood in there. You're not
you can use it with regular wood,
does
too.
Does it say you can?
Yes, it does.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
In the commercial, it just shows it burning.
Well, you can use it either way.
Is the thing open so the smoke won't come in?
Yeah.
Well, let's see what this other Well, I hope you didn't get me a fruitcake. It sure looks like it.
I didn't get you any fruitcake.
It feels like it, too. The box looks like it, and it feels like
it. It's a fruitcake.
See, it's a little round thing. I'm going to try to guess. I can't believe it. It's this thing here. It looks like a fruitcake box.
It's no fruitcake.
But it's all sealed up unless you had it custom wrapped.
That's the way it came.
Is it heavy?
Yeah, it feels like a fruitcake.
Oh, fruitcake is heavy.
Yeah. Maybe they went over to San Francisco and chopped off a little bit of Castro Street and put it in this box for me. There's something to save, too. Uh-huh. I'm going to save the ribbon, too.
Well, this piece of paper is going to be burned up right in the fireplace.
Well, it's not set the house on fire.
Oh, no, we just burned a little bit. Mm-hmm. I said thank you a lot, baby.
This is some kind of berries.
Huh?
It's some kind of berries.
Berry?
What it says on it, I think. It's definitely something with berries in it. It's got it.
Right. You like berries, don't you?
Pretty box.
Yep. I'll bet it's jelly.
The box of chocolate.
Maybe it's jam.
Oh, maybe it's jam.
It is.
What?
Jam.
Guess again.
I'm going to keep tearing away here. I think it is. They wouldn't put a pie in here, would they?
Maybe. You sure wrapped it up fancy if they did.
That fire isn't burning, is it?
It's starting.
It takes a little while to get started.
You're already eating that chocolate.
No.
You aren't?
No, I'm not.
It looked like it. You're chewing
gum.
Oh. It's got real tough plastic on it.
Yeah.
Can't get it off. There's smoke in the living room. Mm-hmm. I can see it. It's just kind of sitting there.
It makes it and doesn't have a very good draft, I guess.
You got to keep fanning it, because if it loses its draft, the heavy air will come down the chimney and make it go in here.
It's going up the chimney.
Well, if it cools off, it won't.
Don't keep us in suspense, Javed.
Javed?
Oh.
It's interesting.
All kind of goodies, huh?
And syrup.
Oh.
It's for your pancakes. We were just going to get you the syrup separately, but they sold them in a set, so we had to take the pancake stuff with it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We'll have it.
Tell Grandma what flavor the...
Looks like I got boysenberry and apricot.
And another one, isn't there?
I don't see it.
Just
is it
two.
Hidden?
And pancake batter? Is that
here? Yeah.
Boysenberry and apricot.
Oh.
Well, that's nice and thick, too.
Uh-huh. That should be good.
There's two syrups in there, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apricots. That's my favorite. That's nice.
I smell smoke.
Well, it's
there's a little in here, but not much. Just a little light. Boy, there's a lot outside.
It's heavier than air. It's sinking.
Yeah, I can see it outside.
You gotta keep those newspapers in there, they go out. Well, it looks like I might get drunk too.
Oh my goodness, the big bottle.
We finally decided to give him his own personal bottle.
Oh.
So now that's for him.
You think I could get drunk?
Probably not on that stuff.
That'd be fun, cause I don't usually do that.
Oh. No, they're picking up drunk.
Where?
Every day.
More of them?
Yeah. I don't know how many were arrested.
I had a few people drunk on my service calls.
Yeah?
They almost tripped over their TV sets.
He had some very nice people that he did service calls for this past week, and they gave him cookies, and he got a great big tip at one place, didn't you?
$20, I guess. It's, you know, it's more insulting to the people if you don't take it.
Well, sure. Well, they
certainly appreciate
it. I don't really do that much. It's just like fine tuning, and sometimes that's all it is.
What did they give you? $20?
Bottles of wine, $20 bills, cookies.
Well, you did all right.
A bottle of wine somebody gave you?
And
he did all right.
I get beer every now and then.
Oh, you're not allowed to drink on the job.
No, I have to keep it hidden, bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
That thing going?
That's starting now.
Making a lot of smoke.
It's still not burning very well. It should be going a lot better than this.
Well, it will be. It could have been just a little damp.
It takes
a
little while for it to get started.
I know, we ought to save all this foil on this bottle.
Oh, what
we use it to cook our hot dogs in next week.
David.
Well, why not?
Why would you?
That's just what we use to cook hot dogs on.
And I'm gonna save this piece of paper. This is a nice piece to wrap something in sometime when I get something to wrap.
The important thing on that is what it's made out of.
What, the foil?
No, the liquid.
Well, you did a good job. I don't need
to take. You have to throw a party now.
Me? Have a party? Yeah. You're out of your mind.
Oh.
I don't do that.
Don't you like parties?
They're only for fruitcakes.
Oh, Sandy calls us sleeping in the office here.
What?
This is over 2 pounds of chocolate here.
Oh, is it?
Are you going to get sick?
Not today.
Aren't you
have enough
taste
to last you a while now, John.
Jeez. I thought you'd want to taste one at least.
Later.
Let me show Grandma one of them to show her what it is.
Let me pick out a good one.
The same brand.
Yeah.
Boy, that's thick. That's all. I'll bet they made the syrup the same way. That's
see what flavor it is?
Yeah.
Here's a couple of good ones.
Thank you. That's really going to be good. We can have some with our meal.
Oh, today? You're
going to crack the bottle?
Oh, you don't want to
drink it.
Yeah, that's just for you. That's for your own personal.
You're the berry man.
Don't say I didn't offer.
See, these are the kind of chocolate bars I got for John.
You don't hold
Your
fancy too much. They'll melt.
They're made in Switzerland.
Boy, they look good. John's
so he's got
for a while.
He gotta be happy there for a couple months now.
Couple of days.
Don't eat it all at once, though.
They make nice wrappers.
Yeah, I bet they do.
The writing on here is in German.
Mm-hmm. This would be good chocolate.
It's made in Bern.
See, once that thing starts, it's going
to look.
Well, they just have the different categories at the front, but in the back, it has a list of the films somewhere.
But not the page number.
I think it does.
No, it says the name, and then.
All right.
Let's see.
But it has the categories in the front, you know, the years from the 60s and
thank you, Mama, for
70s.
Oh, you're welcome.
Those last ones,
I see
they got a hole in them the other day.
When those that you wore, I saw it look kind of raggy.
Yeah,
think you probably
yeah.
You know those little people they found in that spaceship in that 5 million
they
years?
They just come in handy.
It shows them examining that guy, what was his name? Motorcade or something?
Quatermass.
I'm going to take a peek now at the bird in here.
Oh, yeah.
You know how to say milk chocolate in German? M-I-L-C-H-S.
Milk.
And then it's C-H-O-K-O-L-A-D-E.
Chocolate.
And then it says mit.
Mit
Helflusiger Kirschen.
Kirschen is
cherry. Mit is with.
And then it says Zucker fondant.
Sugar. Zucker is sugar.
Zucker is sugar.
Z-U-K-E-R.
Okay.
And then it says F-U-L-L-U-N-G. I guess that means filling, huh?
Full
on.
That sounds awful.
When you get a chance, come here, Mama.
I got a chance right now.
Now this has gone 2 hours.
Oh, smells good. Oh, what do you know? Does that look nice?
Yeah, it does, mm-hmm. Doesn't it?
It's so okay.
I'm going to let it go about 20 minutes more and then I'm going to turn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's looking good.
It's beginning to smell good, too.
Okay.
What's going to happen?
Where's the timer? Well, now I'm going to
set it for
about 20 minutes, and then when the bell rings, I'm going to flip it over.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be too hard because I don't have any stuffing in it.
No,
I'll just get two forks and turn it over. And let's see, what will I do now? I don't have to do the vegetables till the last about 15 minutes because they're just frozen.
Now it's burning good.
Yeah, isn't that pretty now? That looks nice. And it's supposed to go for about 2 hours that way.
Yeah, I know they do. I was thinking about buying one when I was up at the store, which I didn't.
If you want to, what are you looking at? You see something you want?
You get it if you see something you want.
Where are your potatoes? I can start peeling those. I don't need too many, Mama.
I don't have too many.
Yeah, okay. When I come up here again, I'll repay you for the potatoes.
No.
That's just right. No, my dressing's all made.
You need another potato. Here's the baking potato.
Well, all right. Let me have it.
Doctor's
that's all I need.
A science fiction.
Well, he must have thought so.
The comedy movie.
Well, it has its serious
side. Yeah, but the rest of the stuff is, just the last 15, 20 minutes we fix.
Why?
cabbage about a week ago. I made slaw, coleslaw.
I like coleslaw.
Yeah.
I do too. I like cabbage anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the foods. I buy beets occasionally. I like them.
Yeah.
What was that that you don't like?
Rutabagas.
What are rutabagas? I ever heard of them.
Oh, it's a vegetable to begin with.
Is it something like a turnip?
Well, yeah.
What is that other thing that looks like almost like a turnip? Isn't that rutabaga?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think it was.
What do they taste like?
Well, kind of like turnips, if you know what turnips taste like.
Do you like turnips?
Oh, yeah. I'll eat a turnip now and then.
But not a rutabaga.
I like turnips when they're real nice and young, and yeah. I like them raw.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Why don't try eating a rutabaga raw?
Well, they're little... They just don't taste good, that's all.
Why do you keep making her say that word, David? Huh? You ready for my solo yet?
No, I'm running out of tape. We'll have to wait a few minutes.
Oh, really? Gee, I'm all primed up here now.
I will.
To
okay,
go.
In a few minutes.
Well, you gotta
Are
catch
you in good voice?
Yeah, and he's gonna catch me when I'm ready, or if I'm not ready, I won't do it.
I'll be ready in a moment. I gotta flush the toilet first.
Why?
I'm gonna try out the toilet on my new microphone.
Oh my god.
One on the other microphone last time. This is a $150 microphone.
For that little thing?
Yeah.
He's hung up on microphones, for God's sake.
This is like they have on Channel 7 News.
Oh, that's right. They keep flipping it from one to the other.
Yeah.
Well, you better not drop that thing.
It's hard to drop. It's got a good grip.
Now, where do you want to use that?
This is it.
Yeah, she wants to know where you're going to take it.
Into the bathroom and record the toilet.
After you leave this
house. Where are you
going to
use
going
it?
Where
are you
going
to use it?
I'm probably going to record all kinds of sounds. Better than I've ever been able to do before. This picks up better than any other one I've ever had.
He says it's the best one he ever had, and the sound sounds better.
Oh.
Of course, it sounds the same to me, but my ear isn't as keen as his, I guess.
Grandma's earring would jiggle. It would pick it up.
Well, it don't jiggle.
No.
I'll have to get me some jigglers.
Hey, I know what. The next time the cat purrs, put it down.
Oh,
and boy, it'll probably sound like Niagara Falls.
You know,
maybe.
The cat, I was loving it.
Yeah.
I took my ear down real close. Boy, does it sound loud.
Yeah.
When
they do. Yeah.
Your ear is like this microphone.
But it sure is loud.
How are those potatoes?
Oh, great. Getting them all peeled here. We're going to have mashed ones.
Yeah, I thought you had some.
I left them. I forgot to bring them, so Grandma luckily had a couple here.
Yeah. You're lucky I had them. I don't use potatoes too much. But I got some.
We'll
I wanted to make some soup and put potatoes in
them.
What are you going to eat within the hour?
Hey, how do you say potato in German?
Kartoffel.
Say it.
Kartoffel.
Kartoffel?
Yeah.
Oh. We're going to have mashed kartoffel.
That's nice.
Oh, how do you say cabbage in German?
Kraut.
Oh, there, that, I should have known that. Kraut, sure.
Well, I'm going to check.
Hey, wash your cabbage.
No. No, I usually just take off the outer leaves like you do, and no, I don't wash it after that. How do you say turkey in German? Is there a word for turkey?
Oh, I think that's turkey.
Turkey? Mm-hmm. Same as...
I've never heard of anything.
Oh, yeah.
A chicken is hingle.
That's a funny word, hingle.
Well, I gotta check the toilet.
All right.
Go flush your toilet.
Don't blow out the whole system, David.
A duck is in, huh?
How about a cow?
I'm too low on tape. What did you say duck was?
Enda.
Endust? Enda. I thought you said endust.
Oh, okay. Isn't that where the word eider down, you know?
Eider down.
Isn't that duck feathers or something? Or
that's what members of English rock groups use to keep warm.
What, eider down?
Yeah, they talk about it on their records.
Oh. Let's see, what else are we going to have that you could say in German today? How about... let's see, what are we going to have? We're going to have, how about cranberries? Is there a word for cranberries?
I don't know whether that's...
Maybe it's just cranberries.
We didn't have cranberries when I was
talking. How about strawberries? Ein Kusahaba.
Kusahaba?
Yeah.
What was that?
Some about a kiss.
Oh, a kus.
Kusahaba. I will have a kiss or something. Eins is one, isn't it? Eins kusa. Eins kusa.
You say that to you?
No, you told me you used to kid around and say it to you. Oh. You told me that. I don't bury mine when it's all wet.
That ground is so full of stuff now. Yeah. It don't seem to do any good.